Praise the Lord. You may be seated for just a minute. I was thinking, you know, when you meditate on something, you're into it. Right? You say, oh, I had a passing thought. But when you meditate on something, you're into it. Right? David said, I meditate on the Lord day. I'm into it. What's your meditation? Tells me what you're into. And so I began to think, you know, we can sing a song here and some will be cleaning their fingernails. Some will be fishing. Some will be baking cakes. But some will be into it. Some will be into it. Hallelujah. And you never get out of it until you get into it. Yeah. He said, put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ. You got to get into it. I can look at the coat all you want to, but until you get into it, you don't get the benefit of the coat. And oh, I wish that we could realize the kingdom of heaven cometh not by observation. It comes by participation. You got to get into it. Hallelujah. You're already here. The people saw you come in. They know you're here. You might as well get into it. Hallelujah. How many of you want to get into it? Hallelujah. Because when you get into it, you get the healing, you get the peace, you get the joy, you get all these things that Christ can bring to you, but you got to get into it. Hallelujah. You can't just sit around and watch everybody else. You got to get in. So well, they don't sing the song I like. They don't sing. It doesn't matter. You can still get into it. It's not a song that you get into. It's Christ you get into. Hallelujah. People, sometimes they'll listen to a song and they'll go. And they're into it. You know what I'm talking about? And you can listen to that 1,000 times. And you're into it every time. Hallelujah. I want to be so into it, Sister Martha. Hallelujah. It doesn't matter what they sing. It doesn't matter what they play. It doesn't matter who's here or who's not here, because that's not what I'm into. What I'm into is the Lord. Hallelujah. What I'm into is serving Him. What I'm into is what He gives me and not what other people can give me. Because if you're into what other people can give you, they'll walk up and dry up and leave you. But if you're into Him, He'll never leave you. He'll never forsake you. Hallelujah. He'll stay with you. Woo, I wish we'd sing another little song. Hallelujah. Oh, I feel, somebody better give me my medicine. I don't know. I feel like I'm wound up this morning. Hallelujah. Better come get me while you can. Hallelujah. About the Lord. Yes.
How He raised me. How He filled me with the Holy Ghost. How He
healed me. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, when I think, and when I meditate on the Lord, hallelujah, Jesus, in your name, hallelujah, on higher ground,
on solid ground,
it makes me want to shout, oh, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, Lord, you're worthy of all of the glory. And all of the honor and all of the praise.
It makes me want to shout,
hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Lord, you're worthy.
Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. When I think about the Lord.
How you raised me,
Lord.
How you filled me, Lord. With your Spirit, Lord. Lord, hallelujah. You filled me slap full of your Spirit. Hallelujah.
When I think about you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Oh, you raised me up, God, when I was laying down. You turned me around, God. You set my feet on solid ground. Oh, it makes me want to shout. What a shout. Oh, hallelujah. I thank you, Jesus, Lord, you're worthy of all of the glory and all of the honor and all of the praise.
It makes me want to shout,
hallelujah,
hallelujah.
Lord, you're worthy
of all the glory,
hallelujah,
hallelujah, all the praise.
Thank you, Jesus.
It makes me want to shout. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, you're worthy of all the glory and all of the honor and all of the praise.
Thank you, Lord. Ooh, mighty God, mighty God, mighty God. Hallelujah. 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 Let's read a scripture. I'm so full, my Lord. Oh, God. Proverbs 4:18. But the path of the just is as a shining light that shineth more. Everyone say more and more. And more unto the perfect day. Hallelujah. It just keeps shining, and I keep walking down a path, and I see more today than I saw yesterday. Hallelujah. The wicked, though, the way of the wicked is as darkness. They know not at what they stumble. Hallelujah. Zechariah says, and it shall come to pass in that day that the light shall not be clear nor dark, but it shall be one day which shall be known to the Lord. God's going to know, not day nor night, but it shall come to pass at the evening time it shall be light. There will be light in the evening time. I really want to preach to you this morning about moving through the twilight zone. I want to talk about moving through the twilight zone. Oh God, there is a path that seems right unto man, but the way therein is death. Hallelujah. God, I don't want to travel down the road that seems right to me, but you have given me a path to trod down. Though few be there that find it, you found it and blazed and pioneered the trail to heaven. Lord, I want to hold somebody's hand while I go, lest they part from me. I want to hold your hand as I go. Hallelujah. Lest we be divided, hallelujah, somewheres along the way. Lead me and guide me, Lord, lest I get lost. Hold my hand till I get there in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God bless you. You may be seated. Hallelujah. I want to talk about these zones. Hallelujah. Now you get in your own zone. Oh, God. Hallelujah. I want to talk about moving through the twilight zone. I want them to play this for you and see if any of you remember this. Y'all knew that was coming? Hallelujah. It's music, but it's not music. How many of you ever got some honest folks? Ever saw the Twilight Zone? I think I watched 2 episodes. I had nightmares, daymares, straymares. Hallelujah. I remember one of them, and I won't even get into that one. I'll just tell you about the one I do remember. They had a closet. And you open the closet, it had this box. And the box had a hole in it. And so
a little boy went up to the box to see what was in the hole. And he put his eye on the hole, and when he did, it sucked him in to a different world. He come to, and he was in a place in a different time zone, not knowing how to handle. And before long, another one opened the door and looked in the hole and sucked them in. I was scared to look in any hole for a long time. Because he was there. See, it was the twilight zone. He was there, but he wasn't there. Yeah. Is it fantasy or is it reality? Is living for God really real or is it not real? Yeah. Can y'all stay with me for a little while? Can you zone into what I want to preach for you? Forget the time. It's going to tick whether we live here or wherever we at. It's going to tick. It doesn't matter. I remember one time. See, you got to know what a zone is. Anybody know what a speed zone is? A school zone? Huh? I went in one time. I was going to irrigate my yard at the lake. So I went in. I didn't know any better. I just thought I'd buy a pipe and some sprinklers. And I went in there to that place over there in Lake Charles, and I walked in there, and this dude sitting behind the desk says, "How can I help you?" I said, "Well, I got about 2 acres. I wanna water, you know, with pipe." He said, with some sprinklers and all. He said, "Well, how many zones do you have?" I said, Zones. You know, I hadn't really figured out those zones yet. He said, "Well, how much water?" I said, "I don't know. How big a pie? I don't know. Man, I said, "I'm gonna have to. I'll be back. He said, "Yeah, bring me a drawing or something." I went back and I got you. You may get me one time, but I'm gonna come back with knowledge the next time. I mean, I walked in there. I said, "I have one zone is all I have. I want one sprinkler to cover the whole thing. I need 24 impact sprinklers that'll let out 2.3 gallons of water per second. I told him exactly what I wanted." And he knew what I want. You got to speak in the zones where people understand what you're saying. Because if you don't, they won't understand what you're saying. Can I preach this morning? Hallelujah. The twilight is this ill-defined area between two distinct conditions, usually comprising some certain factors of both, but lacking the definition and the clarity of each. Hallelujah. Many times it's referred to between the fantasy and the reality. You know, if Willie Nelson, he should have read this, because he said he saw blue eyes in the twilight. Lo, I see her. Well, Lord, he should have got a better look, because he doesn't know. If you see anything in the twilight, you really don't know. You're really not sure. Oh, and he said, "Love is like a dying ember." It was the twilight. You can never be sure about anything in the twilight of your life. Brother Gidro said about jumping, and he was going to fly. I'm glad he got smarter, aren't y'all? He thought he was Superman. He's going to jump and fly. He was in the twilight. Was it real or was it not real? Am I Superman or am I Clark Kent? Who am I? Sometimes you don't know who you are. Who am I anyway? Jump. I'll catch you. I remember one time as a man that was going to view a canyon. And he got to the edge. He's by himself. There's nobody around. It wasn't the Grand Canyon, brother, just a canyon. And he gets to the edge and he stumbled on a rock. And he fell. And as he fell, he grabbed this little sapling. You know, like you see on the car, the little sapling was sticking out, and he's holding on to this sapling, you know, and he's. And he called up, he said, "Help! Help!" Huh, nobody. So he looked down, he said, "Hello, hello, 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 hello. Anybody down there? Down there, down there, down there, down there." And a voice came back and said, "Yes, this is God. Let go. Trust me. And I will catch you." He thought for a minute. He said, "Is there anybody else down there, down there, down there?" We only trust God so far. And then we want to trust somebody else. Right? Oh, I trust God. Hallelujah. I trust God. But when it really gets down to it, is there anybody else down there? Oh, I want to talk to you about the path that we need to take. The Bible says that the path of the wicked is as darkness, and they know not even what they stumble over. It was just like me the other night. Hallelujah. Y'all going to have to both bear with me this morning. It was just like me the other night. I got up and the dogs was barking. I said, I'm just going to go tap on that window. It was dark. I know my way to the window, but I didn't know my wife had left a suitcase on the floor. I stumbled and I knew not what it was. I flicked that light on to see what in the world is this? Is the suitcase. We weren't even going anywhere. We had been somewhere. And they stumble in the dark and they know not what they stumble on. The path of the just, he says, shall be as a shining light that shines more and more and more, and it gets better and better and better until you get to the perfect day. Hallelujah. Let's clap our hands to the Lord. I like better. Woo, glory to God. It gets better and better till we reach the perfect day. Hallelujah. Better days are ahead. I thank God for my better days. I didn't say I thank God for the good old days. I thank God for the better days. Hallelujah. You can live in the good old days if you want to, but I'm here to tell you that a live dog is better than a dead lion. The good old days are dead. The former days are gone. Here's where we are today, and it's better than it was yesterday. Hallelujah. Air conditioning goes out today. People, they didn't even have air conditions back then. Had mighty moves of God. Today we get in our car in 15 minutes. Well, let's go so we don't be late. And you get there in 10 minutes. Easy. Most of you. Not all of you. I told Brother Buddy, that poor man drives. He's got a 60-mile drive. 30 there and back. Some of y'all know what I'm talking about. I saw him the other day. I said, Brother, I apologize. I am going to have to start preaching better to make it worth your drive. I hope that today is one of those days it's worth your drive. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When someone's been sick, I asked Sister Martha the other day, she'd been sick. How you doing? Not so good. Didn't sound like Sister Martha. Not so good. I've been having this little bronchitis, you know. But I asked her another, I said, how you doing? She said, I'm doing better. I'm doing better. And then I asked her again. She said, I'm doing much better. You better thank God for your better days. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Every day may not be perfect. Every day may not be, but you better start thanking God for your better days. Hallelujah. And today, now, how are you doing? I'm well. Hallelujah. I'm back to normal. It's a perfect day. I'm like I used to be. Hallelujah. When we look at the book of Hebrews, hallelujah, we see that this is a book of better days. Hallelujah. The book of Hebrews talks about a better hope, a better testament, a better covenant, a better promise, a better sacrifice, a better substance, a better country, and a better way. Hallelujah. Thank God for a better way. I thank God for the automobile. Quit complaining about the price of gas. And thank God you got an automobile to put it in and not a horse to feed. Woo, hallelujah. If we're not careful, perfect can become the enemy of better, and better can become the enemy of good. If we're not careful. You have to understand that. It takes a little comprehension, but you can understand. When God created the earth, it was darkness was upon the earth. And he created and said, let there be light. And it was better. It wasn't finished, it wasn't perfect, but it was better. And he looked and he said, this is good. It's not perfect, but it's better. This is good. And the light kept shining, and the day kept progressing. And the path of the righteous is like a shining light that just keeps leading to a better. And on the second day, he did this, and he said, this is good too. And on the third day, the sixth day, and on the seventh day, he rested and said, it's perfect now, because the light kept shining. If the light would have ever went out, everything would have went kapoop. But it kept shining, and now God could take his rest because he had reached the perfect day. Hallelujah. Sometimes we have to, don't belittle the process that it takes to go from good to better to best. I don't know how about you, but I'll raise my hand. This is the best day I ever lived. Yeah. This is the best day I ever lived. Again, a live dog is better than a dead lion. This is the best day I've ever lived. The path of the wicked never gets better because they stumble and fall in darkness all their lives. Hallelujah. They walk in darkness and they fall and they get up and they fall again. But the path of the righteous, the light shines more and more under this perfect day. I want to talk to you this morning about just staying with it until you get through the twilight zone. Hallelujah. I don't want to live in the twilight zone. I want to get through the twilight zone. Isaiah 60:1 said, arise, shine. Hallelujah. Arise and shine, for the light is come. Hallelujah. The glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. You're here this morning because the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Hallelujah. You wouldn't be here if God's glory hadn't risen upon you. Paul said there are all kinds of glory in the earth. There's celestial and telestial. There's all kinds of glory in the earth. But I'm here to tell you, Jesus will outshine them all. The stars got one glory and the moon got another glory, but Jesus will outshine them all. He is the King of glory. Jesus Christ was the glory of God. Look at my son, you see me. That's what he told Philip. You see me, Jesus said, you see me, you've seen the Father. He was the glory of God.